Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Show Radio Show. Crotch Show Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
To the Crack Shop Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I takes no shits from nobody's, and I will fucking throw it back in your goddamn face if I have to. I am not afraid of fighting. I am not. I've taken on all fucking challengers and won. So be aware, do not fuck with me unless you don't like yourself. Then I will help you out by showing how much of a fucking scumbag you are. Anyways, today will not be any different. This has been a very upsetting yet funny week. I actually want to start off with a joke. Well, not so much of a joke, but something that happened. Friday, you know, getting off of work, I did a little bit of overtime, and I was kind of happy. I was smiling like an idiot, and there was something going on in the subway that the popo had to take care of. You know, a bunch of fucking people being animals, fighting for no fucking reason. And I'm just smiling, waiting for my fucking train to show up. Cop comes up to me, you know, and being all fucking jackbootish, which surprised the fuck out of me because it's kind of rare for me to encounter NYPD being jackbootish. He goes, "What the fuck are you so happy about?" I said, "Well, officer, honestly, I just got off work just now. Which means I'll have extra money in my paycheck. And when I got off work, I went to the bathroom and I took the hugest, most satisfying dump ever. In fact, I shit it so much that it made room for dinner, and I am just happy that it is the weekend. And not only are my guts nice and relieved, I'm going home." And he looked at me, and he really wanted to get pissed off, but he started laughing his balls off. He's like, "You know what? I've been there, and I gotta take a shit too. You think your job will let me use the bathroom?" I said, "I don't see why not." You know. So yeah, there's that. That happened on Friday. Found out, which I'm gonna be getting into a little bit more into, that a lawsuit that Chris Geo of True Frequency Radio, douchebag extraordinaire, tried to make me, I wasn't even served, but I found out it got dismissed because that stupid Muppet couldn't get the paperwork done correctly. And I'm going to be getting into that on how much of a fucking Muppet he really is. What else happened? Oh yeah, today, again, went to go buy some personal shit. And apparently the store that I go to, I guess during the holiday season when you purchase something, they start singing some damn carols to you. And I don't know if anyone has ever seen these, you know, Anyone ever seen this cartoon called Freakazoid? It's about this this dude in red tights that he's a nutcase, but he fights crime. It's like it's a comedy. It's a one of those cartoon comedies that actually had a lot of adult humor for a children's cartoon show. Anyway, there's this character called Cosgrove, and you could Google it. Google Cosgrove, knock it off. I mean, cut it out. And basically, I just pointed and looked serious, and I'm like, hey, cut it out. And they stopped. Why did that make me laugh so hard? I don't know, maybe because I remember the cartoon and it was a very hilarious show. If anyone gets a chance, go on YouTube and Google Freakazoid and enjoy. Enjoy. Anyways, Chris Geo, Chris Castillo, aka Chris Gaynor, Atlantis Carpet Cleaning of Colorado. Yeah, don't do business with that son of a bitch. And don't do business. Because not only, you know, see, that stupid Muppet, that fucking twat, and I'm still referring to Chris Geo, because he couldn't, because a woman told him no, he went fucking ape shit on everybody. He started fucking making videos. He's a fucking audio engineer. He's a fucking DJ. He's a wannabe DJ. He made a little fucking album using sampling other people's beats. I mean, really, Chris, how fucking creative can you fucking be? How fucking creative can you fucking be? I don't know about Bob Tuskin. Someone in the chat room and I says, what about Bob Tuskin? Honestly, I don't know Bob Tuskin. All I know is he started dissing on somebody, a friend of mine, and he doesn't even know jack shit about her. He just apparently licks fucking Chris Geo's fucking ball sack. He's like, oh, well, we're going to discuss this because you're obviously COINTELPRO because he made a fucking video with spooky music, fucking taking clips from Christie's own videos, and fucking put it to spooky music and put, you know, started mixing shit up so that way shit sounds out of context so people could jump to the conclusions thinking that she said something that she didn't say. I mean, it's like taking a word out of my sentence and then putting it by itself so that way it made it sound like I did something wrong or said something wrong. Anyways, first, Chris Geo, you know, the personification of a douchebag who thinks he's some Don Juan, but more like a dumb one. I keep telling the truth on how much he is a fake and a fucking man-child coward. He actually made a lawsuit against me because I've been telling the truth, basically. I made a blog, which he tried to have taken down. It's called, and I'm going to give you the link, because you guys need this, the ChrisGeoDeception.blogspot.com. ChrisGeoDeception.blogspot.com. Check it out. Read everything I got there. I mean, I have everything. He even admits that he was trying to fuck Christy. I say, yo, she ain't trying to hear all that. Back off, just chill. No, he didn't want to chill because he thinks he's fucking God's gift to everybody. But wait, he only has one chick, Cherie, who does all the fucking work on his show. She does all the research. He does the little playing with the fucking knobs. I think that's why he got kicked off of Horacle Broadcasting. Because he, you know, the same way he got kicked off of fucking, American Freedom Radio, because he thinks he could run shit. He ain't a boss. He ain't a boss like I'm a fucking boss. I'm a fucking boss. But the thing is, I don't go into other people's homes and fucking try to take shit over. You know, I don't go into other people's homes and take a shit on their fucking rug like he does. He comes in, he thinks he can run shit, he thinks he's entitled to shit when he's entitled to a fucking fist to a fucking mouth. The motherfucker tried to sue my grandmother. He sends a letter to my grandmother. And he thinks, and you know what? He tries to, you know, and Chris Gio, he, you know, all that fucking new age bullshit that he fucking preaches, you know, that everyone, like, he wants to talk about Planet X. He wants to talk about his favorite shit is infinite love, infinite love. Motherfucker does not believe in no type of fucking infinite love. He believes in infinite dick in his ass. Yeah. I heard about that fucking time he had a threesome with a fucking transsexual. You know what? If that's your thing, good. But if you're gonna fucking lie about it and think you're some fucking big and bad man because you like to get fucked in the ass, come on. You ain't shit. And he doesn't believe what he preaches. He just does it because fucking stupid other Muppets that listen to his fucking show, you know, he wants to talk about the Anunnaki. Anunnaki my balls, motherfucker. And then, yeah, I just said that. I just realized how lame that sounded. Yes. See how real I am? Even when I make a lame joke, I fucking call myself on it. I mean, that's the difference between Chris Gio and me. One of the differences. Me, I'll step to a motherfucker. I don't give a shit. And I admit my own fucking mistakes. And I have admit a lot of my mistakes on this show. Everybody could look back, oh, you didn't do this, you didn't talk about this, you didn't, oh yeah, I heard you did this, and you never talked about that on my show. Yeah, bullshit, I talk about everything I've ever done on my show. Oh, the reptilians were after him? You know what? You know he doesn't believe that shit. He doesn't believe that shit. He just did that so that way he could get fucking money for people. He's such a fucking douchebag, he thinks people will pay for his fucking show. How the fuck do you charge people to listen to your shit? Look, I try to fucking give my... You know, I give my shit out for free. I try to find... even if I have to pay, I fucking make sure people are able to listen to my show for free. But here's how fucked up Chris is. He did a show when Christy lost her kids, talking about how bad she is. But that was the free half of his show. The free half of his show was him talking shit about somebody. And then the show when he wants to talk about the Anunnaki and the and whatever. You know, oh, that's the part where he makes people pay. That's the part where he makes fucking people pay. I mean, how the fuck do you, you know, how the fuck do you motherfuck your audience like that? That's motherfuckering your audience. Oh, well, I'm going to make you pay for my shit. Yeah. I fucking work 5 days a week, and I do overtime. And so that, I mean, yeah, I can't do the show as often as he can. But at least, you know, if you guys want to give me a donation, I got a donation button. But you don't see me every 5 seconds, yo, check my shit out. If you happen to go on my blog and you see it, fine. If you want to, no, you know, but I'm not going to fucking be like a fucking, what the fuck? Not Channel 13. Channel 13 is one of those public television stations. For the donation of $100, you get a fucking cheap ass umbrella. Yeah, I bet for $100, you know, Chris Gio, you know, fucking sends a picture of him and is like, thanks for your donation. I mean, he probably doesn't even do that. Like, honestly, fuck him. And he tries to fucking sue me. Yeah. He would probably just say your vibrations are out of alignment. He doesn't even believe it. He doesn't believe in any of the new age shit. He's a fucking phony. See me? I don't believe in any of the fucking new age shit. But on this show, I don't fucking talk about shit that I'm not behind, that I do not believe, that I believe 100%. I might even have someone that you know, just to see what the fuck they gotta say. I've had people on here. I had the fucking that bitch from the Baptist church. That goes around protesting people's fucking funerals. I played devil's advocate to get her to open up. Chakras. The fuck are chakras? Get out of here with the fucking chakras. I was about to say chakra these nuts. Like, really? Really? I was going to say chakra these nuts? Yes, the Westboro Baptist Church. I had that bitch, Shirley Phelps Roper, on my show. I got her to fucking open up because whenever she was on anybody else's radio show, they would start yelling at her. At least when you listen, like, I should really find that show and post it on YouTube, because I got that bitch to open up, and then for some reason, that's when people started letting that bitch talk. As much shit as a lot of people like to talk about me, and they're like, oh, well, we don't like your style, you curse too much, you're full of rage, you're full of anger, you're full of this, you're full of that, you know what, you're full of shit, because you end up copying me. I was on this fucking, I was on a network once, and they were trying to talk their shows were fucking boring. My show was bringing most of the fucking listeners. And that was because, and that was me having a zero fucking lead-in. A zero lead-in before my show. And a lot of people would come listen. And then I started noticing everyone started copying my style. Everyone started trying to be all, you know, and they were copying it wrong because they thought I was trying to be Jerky Boy. Because I do prank calls. But, I mean, but you want to talk shit, oh, well, Louis talks wrong. Louis does this wrong. But when it's time to do our shit, we'll do it just like Louis. Oh, God. Anyways, the unofficial tangent. Anyways, let me get to let me get back to Chris the fucking Coward Gia. This is an article that I wrote. Federal judge dismisses Chris Gio's moot lawsuit. Chris the Coward Gio, who has slandered women and real men from afar, has tried to sue old ladies and real men from afar. He has had his moot lawsuit shut down by a federal judge. Chris Gio of True Frequency Radio, a.k.a. Chris T. Castillo, a.k.a. Chris Gaynor, owner and operator of Atlantis Carpet Cleaning, also tried to have the Chris Gio Deception blog shut down. Because the blog was exposing him for the scum that he is, with honest proof censored, so he could continue his slander and lies. This is further proof Chris Gio Castillo's impotence in the knowledge of the law. I will continue to fight this scum till he is gone from this plane of reality. We are re-energized, and we have found more allies that know that Chris Gio for the liar that he is. And you guys could go to the blog, chrisgeodeception.blogspot.com. Order entered by Senior Judge Louis T. Babcock. On December 17, 2012, plaintiffs filed a Rule 7.2 motion, EFC number 10, a motion for clarification, and two motions and affidavits for leave to proceed. Persuant, blah, 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 this action was dismissed without prejudice. On December 17th, for failure to cure deficiencies within the time allowed. Even considering the filing submitted on December 17th, plaintiffs still have failed to cure all deficiencies. He knows jack shit. And I bet he had his stupid girlfriend, his stupid shitheaded girlfriend, Cherie, to fucking write this shit, and she still failed. So, bitch, you're not as fucking smart as you think you are either. Oh, you're attacking a woman, Louis. You're attacking a woman. Yeah, you know what? You know why? Because you know what? You were given a chance to fucking leave that son of a bitch who's been abusing you, who you sent the fucking picture of him that way he broke your fucking arm because he wanted to be a fucking temper tantrum throwing piece of shit. And he fucking hit you with a door and broke your damn arm. And you want to go and you know, complain on how he's fucking poisoning you and to try to keep you sick so that way he can continue controlling you. Yeah, you want to tell us how he's abusing you, yet you stay with his ass and you help him? And you help him attack my family? Really? What? And I'm supposed to be nice to you? Because you're a chick? Oh, we're going to get into that too, so, but stay tuned. But You want me to fucking be nice to you? You attack my family? and you want to talk crap? I mean, come on. He's too stupid to file correctly. He tried to bully an 80-year-old lady so I could stop telling the truth on him. I mean, what type of dude does that? I mean, look at it. A woman refused to sleep with him, and he turns and attacks her with lies. What a real man does when rejected is move the fuck on. He even has a girlfriend that he abuses already, and he was gonna throw her away just to get with some fresh pussy. They told him no. Sheree Dillon, in my opinion, is just as bad as Christian, but I believe she was persuaded to be. But you know what? Fuck it. I'm taking the fucking gloves off. I'm done. I will not. I mean, with the same amount of hatred and anger that I had towards Luke Rakowski for stealing money and being a fucking douchebag about it, and I'm probably gonna get, oh well, it's because you're jealous of Chris Gio because you're fat, and you know Chris is fat too. But the difference between me and Chris is, I fucking own up to my shit, and I ain't a pussy. And I fucking, if a dude steps to me, I'm not running away. But he wants to make threats to my family. He wants to fucking harass my family, sending fucked up letters that weren't even signed. He sends a letter, an intent to sue, not even signed. I wasn't even served. And you know what? The federal government said, hey, you're full of shit. Congrats. Chris, congratulations. You are a dick. Actually, no, not even a dick, because that would be an insult to dicks. He's a fucking bloody tampon. And I've challenged Chris, and I put this out there, and I hope it gets back to him. Chris, there is only one way to settle between me and you. One way. And you know what that one way is. I challenge you, not to a duel, because that's just stupid. You meet me, we take it to the limit. It could get violent. I'm not making threats. I'm just inviting you to a fight. Oh, and you see, this is why he talks about me. He just wants to fight me. You know, if he does that fucking gay shit, saying that because I challenged him to a fight, that it makes me, oh, this is what COINTELPRO does, that just will prove how much of a fucking pussy he is. Yeah. Gio tries to pick up girls Anon says Gio tries to pick up girls at the mall and tells them two or three times that he's a DJ. Maybe he could hook up with the Worst Barrel Baptist daughters. Actually, no, they would call him a fag enabler because he's actually had sex with a transsexual. He had a threesome with a transsexual. I mean, seriously, Sheree, what kind of self-respecting woman lets her man do that to him? I mean, seriously, sweetie, if you're so fucking abused, why? I mean, I know you're being abused. And you want to see, like, I got no, like, and then I spoke to him, like, I got no problems with you, Louie. Really? Really? But you let your man send a fucking letter. You let your man send a letter to a family member of mine. You let him fucking pull the shit. You let him take your work. Your hard work. You let him take your hard work and fucking pass it off as his own. I would be so fucking pissed off. I would have sliced his fucking nose off. Like, really, motherfucker? You're gonna take my work and pass it on as your own so that way you look like a fucking wizard? Come on. He's like, oh, I'm a wizard. I'm a shaman. Shaman. Yeah, okay, motherfucker. You can't even fucking make a fucking... You can't magically make a fucking lawsuit work, motherfucker. You got zero power. You got zero power. And the only reason why I don't play your fucking... Your audio clips... People could go... You know what? You can listen to the audio clip. You can listen to everything I got on that motherfucker. ChrisGeoDeception.blogspot.com. And Chris, you think this is over? What? What, motherfucker? You think this is over? This ain't over. This ain't over, motherfucker. You want to attack my family. I just want you to know. Expect shit to happen. Expect your world to be fucked up. Because I will personally fuck your shit up. Because now it's now my fucking mission in life. You have not... Like, how's that line from Django go? Leonardo DiCaprio? You had my attention, now you have my interest, I think. How's that go? Unchained Leonardo DiCaprio line. Oh, quotes. Let me see. Let me go to the quotes here. IMDb. See, I gotta fucking do this so that way I can make myself sound like a badass. I mean, I really am a badass. I mean, let's just, yeah. Okay, let me see. It's not here. Fuck it. Oh, well. Don't care. Anyways, yeah. I mean, now I got my full fucking intention. I intend to fuck your shit up. How's about I put it that way? And he wants to, he's like, oh, I had David Icke on my show. You don't even like David Icke. Pop off with that stupid shit. It's like, oh, I like David Icke. You know what? You think David Icke's an asshole. You even told me he's an asshole. And I got that audio clip on Chris Geo, deception.blogspot.com. And I want everyone to check it out. I want everyone to tell their family. I want to tell their friends. Whoever listens to True Frequency Radio, I want them to go to chrisgeodeception.blogspot.com. I want them to bookmark it. I want them to check it out and read everything they have to say. I want them to share with everyone. Print it up. Pass it out. Make sure this motherfucker doesn't make one red cent. Fucking, oh, I'm going to take other people's fucking beats and make my own music to it. And I'm an artist. Fuck yourself. Oh, yeah, I had to take a swig. Oh, man. Anyways, I'm gonna take a quick break and get to the next fucking topic. This is the Communist Manifest.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizen's Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept. These are 10 points to look out. Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now? In the United States. In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show. It's 8 a.m. Millions of employees show up each day to put their names on a register. The world we see around us. Countries and continents have been built on the back of these signatures. The future, too, will be written by these signatures. Signatures of employees. You are an employee. Your boss is an employee. The cable guy is an employee. The overworked, the unsung, the white-collared, the blue-collared, the father of a nation. Fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, healers and protectors, the graveyard shift veterans, even chief executives, master chefs and waitresses. Truth is, we are all employees, putting our names on ideas that shape our world. Truth is, every employee is a hero. It's halftime in America, and the economy and government has us hurting, and we are all wondering what we're going to do to make a comeback. And America has had a lot of tough times, a lot of downturns. Seems like we've lost our heart at times, when the fog of division, discord, and blame made it hard to see what lies ahead. But after those trials, we all rallied around what was right and acted as one, because that is what we do. We find a way through tough times. And if we can't find a way, then we'll make one. All that matters now is what lies ahead. How do we come from behind? How do we come together? And how do we win? Country can't be knocked down with one punch. We get right back up again. And when we do, the world is gonna hear us roar. Yeah, it's halftime in America, and our second half is about to begin. Enough said. Let's go do what we all do best. Let's get to work.
Yo, that's right. Let's get to work. Do work, son. Like Big Black Boykin. I'm going to get that t-shirt that says, do work, son. Because that's what life's about. Do work. Got do work, son. Sometimes you just got to dust yourself off. You got to fucking look the problem in the eye and go, fuck you. And get it done. Chris Geo, guess what? Fuck you! It's time for you to go away. you're done here. You're done doing radio. You're done doing that little fucking DJing shit. And you know what? If I had my way, you would be done doing that little fucking carpet cleaning bullshit you do. That you don't even do work for that. You've told me you fucking, what do you call that? Hire other people to do it. You just take down people's numbers. You rent the fucking equipment. You outsource that. You don't even do your own work and you get paid off of other people's backs. Holy shit, Palomino. Thank you, Mark. Mark just messaged me. He goes, all good, bro. We got the masculinists up in the chat room. And I got something special for the masculinists that are going to be able to hear this. I mean, if you don't follow me on Facebook, go facebook.com/crotchshotradio. Add me and follow me because I post some shit. Anyway, so this is something I posted earlier. So this chick calls me after 6 months. She stood me up. I actually bought tickets, comedy tickets, because she wanted to see Dave Attell from the show Insomniac. Very funny comedian. She decides to fucking stand me up and not call me. She didn't tell me why she stood me up. Hasn't returned my calls, none, you know, my emails, nothing. Why she stood me up? Nothing. Nothing. And then on Christmas Day, she calls me to wish me a Merry Christmas and jokingly ask me where is her present. Well, guys, I get pissed off. And when I get severely pissed off after being dissed that hard for no reason, because I was nothing but a gentleman to this young lady, treated her with nothing but respect. Everything you're supposed to do, spoken to her like a human being. Treated her like a human being. Maggie's like, your presence in my fist, bitch, pow. No, I said something a little bit evil. I get pissed off. So I go. I told her, your present is at the blowjob store. Go get me something for me too. Ask your mother for the 10% employee discount. She goes, you really talking to me like that? Like, I should be fucking having her ass on a fucking pedestal. Like, you diss me, you fucking disrespect me, and I'm supposed to still talk to you with courtesy. Like, really? Really? I'm supposed to treat you like you know, you treated me like I'm some sort of scumbag without giving me the common decency to call me and say, look, I'm not going to be able to make it because such and such. Anyway, she explains to me that she fucking, even still, she explained to me, she decided to go back with her ex-boyfriend, the one that she told me did all this horrific shit to her. And, you know, decides to do all this horrific shit to her, but he goes back because she fell for the stupid, oh, why you talking to other people? You have history with me. Yeah, bad history. Yet she still decides to go with that one. It's like, really? I mean, this is shit you could have told me yesterday instead of me letting me fucking waste money buying tickets and shit. And that's not even half of it. When I posted that, these are the comments I get. You could have been civil, dude. You get what you give out. I mean, it's pretty simple math. Man up. Okay, I'm told to man up after being treated like crap. It's like, okay, well, you shouldn't feel insulted and fucking hurt that some chick decided to treat you like crap. It's like I'm being a fucking child being pissed off like this. I'm less than a man. So anyways. And then I have this chick named who I'm going to name. Her name is Pearl Chanter. She goes, Louie, you deserve for her to ignore you for forever. Oh, okay, so, I mean, first of all, look, mind you, I knew what I was doing by me telling her that her present was at the blowjob store. I didn't want to talk to this bitch ever again. She was like, she wanted to apologize for standing me up. She wanted to clear her own fucking conscience, thinking she's a good person. Trick herself into thinking she's a good person, and you know, try to relieve her conscience for doing what she did to me. And I'm sorry, God forgives. I don't. And really, had the roles been reversed, she wouldn't have taken that shit either. No woman would have taken that shit. No woman would have allowed that form of disrespect. Oh, you stood me up, you made me pay for the tickets, and you didn't call me because you wanted to go with your ex-girlfriend? You know how fucked up that sounds? Either way, it sounds fucked up. But here's the difference. Women could fucking, you know, fucking say horrific shit to you for doing that if you decide to call again, and they would be like, you go, girl, girl power. A guy does it, oh my goodness, you're crazy, you're this, you're that. Pearl Chanta goes, that's why I don't listen to your show. You obviously have hate issues vis-a-vis women. Get help. Or I need to get help because I react to bad shit that happens to me. Oh, yeah, I'm obvious. Like, look, dude, it's not like I picked up a gun and shot up a fucking school. No, I didn't do that shit. I fucking directed my anger towards the person that hurt me. Towards the person that did the shit. And it was a passive-aggressive comment. Later, Mark. Have a good day. Thanks for listening. You feel free to catch it on YouTube. I'll be posting it on YouTube. So, I mean, it's like, get help. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Pearl. So, apparently, I guess she was right for ignoring you. Ah, see? See, it's those type of fucking feminazi comments that I get, because you know what? You have all these shows on TV. You have all the people, you know, men are pigs, men are dogs, men are this, men are that, all these fucking shaming tactics, you know. Oh, it's like, oh, well, men have the problem with this, how to, you know, basically exposing men for their bullshit. But the moment you do it because you were hurt, no, they just ignore the fact that what she did was fucked up. But you just got to suck it up. I mean, if look, anybody want to comment on this? Here, get call.
Call the Crotchop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
I need to get a fuck. I wish I had a better fucking number. Oh, well. I should have paid the $5 a month to get a fucking direct number. Oh, well. No, but then again, yeah. So anyway, Earhauer comments on the first one. You are right. You get what you give. That broad gave shit and demanded a present. She got what she deserved. Pearl, she didn't ignore him. She tried to weasel out of him a gift. That's not ignoring him. She got exactly what she deserved. He owes her and you and blank crap. Good on you, Louie. And then I'm like, yo, the tagline of my show is broadcasting live from the forest of hate. Why must I swallow shit when I didn't give it in the first place? Plus, she is with someone, and Pearl, please delete yourself. It is simple. A woman I have no relationship with, or even when I do, is not entitled to ask me for a present. Simple math. And I'm like, Pearl, please delete yourself. I am not a hipster or... I'm not into hipster art to begin with, and I don't love so I could be cool. I love because they earned it. And then I go ask, okay, so manning up means letting a woman treat you like shit. If that's the case, I'd rather be single. And then Earhauer goes, that's exactly what manning up means, which is why I never ever man up. Oh, man, you should put that woman in the giant cannon and fire it, says Maggot, and then shoot her with flaming arrows before she hits the ground. Wow, that would take a lot of skill, Maggot, to do that. I don't think I would be that fast. I'm not Green Arrow. Or Hawkeye, if you want to go with the Avengers theme. Because that's more, you know, that's more current right now. So yeah, I had to go. So, okay. So I go, ladies, let's reverse the tables. Let's say a guy dumped you because he found someone better. How would you feel and how would you talk to him? And then Aaron goes, that is no way a situation where he needs to man up. He's been treated like shit, and the damn princess wants to ease her conscience and get some free shit. She's an idiot, so is anyone who thinks that Louis is to blame in this situation. Love how I get crap for reacting to crap I didn't deserve. It's like cursing out a rape victim for going to a party and assuming she'll be safe. I mean, she's a man. She has a man, dumped me, stood me up on a date because she felt she made a better choice. Society says nice guys finish last. Why be civil and accept abuse? How am I wrong? No woman explains that like some blue wall of sisterhood. And then Aaron go, Louis, it's chick logic. It doesn't truly exist. So I go, so basically I have to give her the common courtesy of being a woman so she can abuse me. I seriously wonder what your thoughts are if I tell you the story of how a woman tries to falsely accuse me of rape and because I found out she was dating a lesbian for 9 months. Bet that's my fault too. Men or women, if someone tries to hurt me, I don't forgive. I hurt back. Human nature. And Earhauer goes, long and the short is, do any of the males give a shit what these two women have said to you? I sure don't. And don't give them any presents. Instead of blaming me for being full of hate, blame the factors that made me full of hate. It's like, yeah, I don't wake up in the morning and be like, oh, I hate this, I hate that, I hate this. Like, no, it's like I get pissed off. And actually, you know, you start to hate. You really start to hate. I got a huge penis. Really? Really? We got big penis guy. He goes, I got a huge penis. Yeah. Congratulations on your huge penis. I hope it falls off. I hope it falls off and hopefully it gets eaten by a radioactive gay. Yes. I hope you get bitten by a radioactive gay and you have the proportion and speed and strength as a homosexual. Gay men. Spider gay. Runs around like a stupid gay. I don't know. I'm gonna catch shit for saying that joke. So anyways. And really, it's not even, like, okay, I know I'm gonna take a changing, but really, big penis guy, that, come on. You're not even trying. And that's, and honestly, that's what pisses me off. The lack of originality, the lack of even any fucking effort in your goddamn craft. Where did you learn your fucking craft, you stupid cunt? You want to make jokes in my chat room, big penis guy, and you're just not even, you're not working. It's not working. It's not working like your flaccid fucking impotent penis that you fucking praise so much. No matter how many times you praise your penis, it's not going to resurrect it from the dead. Big penis guy has warts on his penis that are bigger than his penis. He came from the school of jaded homo, says Maggot. See, these are the fucking, this is the type of shit that I put up with. And you know what? The trolls have no fucking imagination. Like, I'm not blocking him. It's like, you know, whatever. It's like, whatever, you know, okay, you're gonna talk shit like that. And you think you're clever. You're not. Did he go? No, he's still there. He's listening to the fucking abuse. It's like, really, no fucking, my peen punches through motherfucking, oh god, lame. Big peen, this guy's just being lame with his jokes. It's like, okay, whatever. Anyways, moving on. Back to the subject. Hating bad behavior is justifiable. You would have, heck, MTD goes, you would have won if you didn't pick up the phone. Howard goes, he won by not giving her a present. Shaking my head, shit, I won because I didn't give a present too. Yup. Just love how I'm in the wrong by being passive aggressive. They laughed at because I said because she wanted to. Oh, oops, I fucking missed a joke here. I'm like, you got a man been dissing me for 6 months, so you decided to call and expect me to treat you like the second coming and ease your conscience about dissing me? Man, fuck you. That's what I told her. That's after that joke. And a friend of mine, she goes, you're not wrong. That was right for her. That wasn't right for her to even call you. That makes me wonder about her intentions. I'll let you in on this. She was having problems with her man, who probably didn't buy her something, and she went for what she thought was safe. I agree with not answering the phone because I wouldn't have if I recognized the number. However, you were in your right guidelines for what you did. To me, manning up doesn't mean you're taking a woman's crap. It means protecting you and yours, and she ain't yours. Yep, she ain't mine. Somebody answers because I don't want to mention her name because you know I have a lot of respect for her. She's actually my former English teacher, and I don't feel like catching no crap because it'd be like catching crap from your mom. So so I go, all I mean, Louis B, is you can take the high road and treat people with respect you clearly want to be treated with. Or you could talk like you do above, and people will treat you the same way back. I'm not saying she's in the right. I'm not saying you're in the wrong. I'm saying from the way you reported your speech above about how you could have expected a different outcome. No, the outcome that I was expecting was her to go the fuck away. I wasn't trying to get in her pants by saying that. Because, you know, when you say a comment like that, that's like dropping a nuke on Hiroshima. It's like, yo, there ain't no coming back from this bitch. I want you to fucking bounce. Go away. How dare you even fucking call me? Like, the fucking nerve for her to even call me to think that we could be buddy buddies again. You know? Like, honestly. Who has money for presents can hardly live in a Jew-run America. Okay. All right, Rebecca. Rebecca. Wait, do we got any callers? No callers. Look, call in. I fucking dare you.
That's it. Goodbye.
Oops, wrong.
Call the Crotch Shop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Alrighty, here is another story of something that happened to me this week. Another story involving a stupid biatch. Okay, here's another story that will piss you off. I just found out why a chick stopped talking to me, another chick. She told me she stopped talking to me because I didn't stop her from forcibly removing my pants and doing stuff. I didn't stop her from sucking my dick, pretty much. Let me get this straight. I didn't ask her to suck my dick. I didn't force her to suck my dick. She wasn't under duress. She unbuttoned my pants. She took my penis out, put it in her mouth. But because I didn't stop her, I wasn't a gentleman. I didn't stop her from being a slut. And in fact, I wouldn't even have called her a slut. All right, she's a grown adult. This is what she wants to do. What, I'm going to stop her from not doing it? She wanted to do it. I like blowjobs. In fact, no, I love blowjobs. If a young lady wants to give me a blowjob, that doesn't make her a slut. That makes her a good egg. And she was a good egg that night, but I didn't. But because I stopped it, that's why she stopped talking to me. Cause it's my fault that she made the decision to suck my dick. But of course, as a woman, she can't be held accountable for having sexual urges. So she stops talking to me for that. I mean, honestly, what do you people think in the chat room for that? Rebecca goes, most relationships in these times are fruitless, and true basis of relations is crap today. Companionship, togetherness, respect, love is out the window. It's true. It's true, Rebecca. There is no respect anymore. And really, it's because A, you know, I've been disrespected so much. It's like, you know, why fucking bother? It's like, why fucking bother? treat her right, take care of each other, and she will rock your world when the time is right. And that's the thing. I wasn't pushing her to do it. She did it on her own volition. I just decided, wow, she's being really cool right now, and she wants to... And really, I was expecting, you know, a second date. I was expecting, oh, okay, well, she does this. She obviously likes me. I'm gonna, you know... It's not like I was gonna treat her like some fucking prostitute for doing that shit. No, I wasn't. Like, I'm a very caring fucking person when you know... To certain people. I really don't like to show that side of myself, but... Oh, well. But, I mean, I really liked her. She was cool, and yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, right, she should have paid me. She fucking took the... She sampled my merchandise and left. I mean, and then I still catch hell for talking about... For criticizing women for this. I mean, this is what I learned. I learned that it's hateful to talk about how you've been hurt by women. I learned that women can be as insensitive as men and as mean as they want to be. I'm not being a man because I react and let it hurt me. I learned that I hate women because I expose many of their hypocrisies. I am sorry when I have the woman who... I have the women who say that they are not like that defend those who really are like that. It gives me the impression that unless you are good looking or rich, 100% of women will feel you have a bad attitude and should treat you like you ain't got a heart and have no right to feel pain. You know, and of course, no one proves me wrong. No one proves me wrong at all. I started having that feeling that I was running out of shit, but I just realized I have another topic that's been pissing me off this week. Let's hook up tonight. Will you be my chat room girlfriend for tonight? Waiting for tonight. Oh. Well, I guess Rebecca couldn't take the chat. Rebecca left. Oh, well. We got damn Van Meter up in here. Why did Rebecca leave? Really? She left? Wow, that sucks. Oh, you weren't talking about the Jew. You weren't slamming the Jew like 50 billion other shows out there that slam Jews. You're talking about other subjects. I can't take that. I need to be slamming the Jew. Wow. Offering the cheeseburger already. I think Anon. Oh, well. I mean, what do you guys think of that? I mean, in the chat room. Oh, you're full of hate. That's why I don't listen to your show. Like, what? Really? I should really be loving. Oh my goodness, I'm such a... What, you want me to be a fucking coward like fucking Chris Gio? That's why Chris Gio, I guess that's why Chris Gio has a lot of listeners. Because people like the sound of a fucking bitch's voice. I didn't eat the cheeseburger. I like cheeseburgers, but I didn't eat the cheeseburger. Oh, Rebecca's back. Rebecca! She's back. So anyways, I wanted to get down to this. I know a lot of you guys don't live in New York City, so you're probably not going to care, but please stick with me, because I got a fucking point. Two people got shoved in the train tracks and killed by a train because two different crazy people have pushed innocent people into the path of the subways here in New York City. And all I've been hearing on the fucking news is, we need to ban guns. We need to ban guns and prevent gun violence. How's about we ban fucking subways? You know what, better yet? How's about we ban crazy motherfuckers that push people into trains? Because guns don't kill people. People who push people into the subway tracks kill people. I mean, look, I picked up the New York Post. Where the fuck did I put the Post? And yes, I read the Post because you know what? The Post doesn't anger me as much as the fucking Daily News. Where is it? Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Shelf fright on death platform citywide. Apparently, cops released a sketch of a crazed pusher who was caught on camera. I mean, you got all these fucking crazy homeless people. And true, you can't just start locking up people because they're crazy. But, I mean, it's just that, but at the same time, I mean, New York City, You can't, you don't have concealed carry here in New York City. You can much less fucking defend yourself in New York City. New York City, if you fucking punch someone hard enough and cause damage, you could be arrested. Even if they're attacking you, you are barely, like, look, I do security. And we are trained, you're not a cop. You do not have the powers of a police officer. You are the same as everyone else. You can't, you know. And basically, even in the time that you have to defend yourself, you know, if you fucking hit someone hard enough, they could sue you. You could be fired, and you could be arrested. Even if you're defending yourself, and I made this point over and over. New York City, New York City, you can't have any type of weapon in your pocket. You can't, even if someone breaks into your house and you got a gun that you have to keep just at your house, not hypothetically speaking, but in theory, an invader into your home, all they got to do is turn their back and stretch their arm out so they can shoot at you where they're backing up into your home, and you can't return fire, because if you shoot them and hit them in his back, automatic murder charge. I mean, and that's New York State law. You could do that. Oh, you can't shoot me. I got my back to you. And then you want to make laws taking away people's guns when, you know what, the criminals don't give a shit. And I know that's a cliche argument, but it is. But it's so true. How the fuck? But they just ignore it. They ignore that point. And I'm tired of CNN. I'm tired of Fox News. I'm tired of Fox News. And yeah, they're pro-gun. They're pro-this. They're pro-that. But you know what? Like, it's so much more. And that's what it really is. Oh, you're not allowed to defend yourself, because if you had the means to defend yourself, you don't have to take our crap. Rebecca goes, come out of that, my people. How about we ban the crap? Remove yourself from the evil. What? We are living in crazy land. All must leave the cities now. Do with less. You'll figure it out. Or not how to survive. I live surrounded by Amish. Zero crime. Actually, come on. I saw this thing called Amish Mafia. They actually, I don't know. It's probably fake. But I was reading this article about Amish Mafia, that they have like an actual reality television show about that. So, anyways, yeah, in New York, you got people pushing people into the subway tracks. Aside from the whole gun debate, oh, we got to ban guns. And we got our fucking mayor leading the charge, Mayor Bloomberg, who's a Jew. There you go, Rebecca, for you. There you go, Rebecca. A Jew. He's a Jew. He's talking about taking away people's guns. I mean, he's like, oh, we need to ban assault rifles, you know, to protect our children. You know what? If there was someone with a goddamn gun, in the Sandy Hook, Elementary School, there was a police officer there, an armed police officer whose job was to secure the school, being paid by the Department of Education in Connecticut. And by the police department. But the Department of Education didn't want to pay for the police officers to be there anymore. So he was removed. So imagine if there was a cop there to protect the kids who had a gun, who saw this crazy motherfucker shooting people. Probably wouldn't have been able to score so many fucking hits, kill so many kids, if there was someone there to protect them like they were supposed to. I'm sorry. You know what? When you start making shit to protect kids after the fact, you fucking failed. There are crazy people out there. And then you want to focus on the wrong issues. It's like, oh, we need to do something to protect our children. Even though school shootings are such a fucking rare occurrence. You want to talk about, oh, well, we need to remove guns. You know what? You know what it takes to fucking get a fucking pistol license to keep in your house? I mean, it takes half a year, and you got to pay thousands of dollars for training for this, and then you got to go through a psych exam? by the NYPD to see if you're mentally fit to have a gun? Like, what the fuck? You gotta go through that, and they want to talk about more goddamn regulations? You know, the dude got the guns from his mom. His mom didn't fucking lock it up. And you know what? She paid for her stupidity. She got killed by her crazy son, who she refused. She probably gave him some fucking GMO food, made himself fucking worse. How's about we focus on real issues? You want to protect your kids? How's about we do something about the about the amount of mentally ill people here, what's causing all this mentally ill shit, and that's causing people, and even still, I mean, how's about we really focus on what made him kill? Because the type of mental illness he had does not cause that type of shit. Does not cause a homicidal tendencies. No, we gotta take the lazy way around so that way we take more of your rights away. What? Rebecca, really? Rebecca, really? Really? Really, Rebecca? Yeah, you know, I don't talk about Jews as much, but, you know, I'm not gonna be like shitting on your beliefs, but really, I think it's so much more than it just being a Jew thing. I think it's so much more than it being, oh, well, the Jews want to do this, the Jews want to do that. I think it's so much more than that. It feels like it's so much more than that. Than singling out one, like, what's the catalyst? Because there's someone behind them. I think there's a catalyst. It's so much deeper. It's like, okay, well, we're just going to scratch the surface and blame the Jews. And I'm against Zionism. I'm totally against Zionism. And I don't fucking worship Israel. I don't. I think we should take all the money away. We shouldn't stop sending money to Israel. Stop sending money to the Middle East, period. And let them fucking fight it out. I want to really see how tough Israel would be. I bet they would stop that fucking war, that war drumming, if we stop fucking, be like, you know what, motherfucker, you want to talk all that gang of shit? You're on your own. President B decided to tell Israel to go screw. In fact, President B decided to go tell the whole Middle East to go fuck itself. We're moving towards hemp diesel. The Middle East decided to fight it out to the last man. I wonder how peaceful that shit would be after we let them fucking fight. Let them fucking fight. And then if it tries to spill out into other countries that are not in the beef, fuck them up. Yeah, I don't know the centuries of their history, because you know what? Unfortunately, and this is why people think I'm a fucking Jewish government agent. Because you know what? I don't study that, because I only, like, look into the shit that affects me right here, right now. That's what I cover. The shit that affects me right now, right now. Right here, right now. I mean, and that's really what it is, because there's so much shit to look into. There's so many fucking string in the spider web. Oh, you can't focus on everything. So I decided to focus on this one thing that just focus on the shit that affects me. And if it comes a time where this Jewish thing affects me and I'm forced to look into it, then I'll start looking into it. But there's so much shit. But that's pretty much it. I mean, the shit I talk about on my show is because it's stuff that it's affecting me personally, and I talk about it, and I'm able to relate to it and convey it to you guys, and no one else does that. And bleh. All right, thank you. Fucking a non-60 maze, like throwing up. All right, fine. I got too with it. Damn. Yeah, dude. Anyways, that's what I got. I mean, you know. Anyways, here, check out this show.
Hey guys, tune into the Heated Conversation hosted by me, Vicky. UFOs, GMOs, and chemtrails, oh my. We talk about anything and everything as long as it's hot. So call in and join the discussion live Thursday nights, 10:30 to midnight, and Friday nights, 9 to midnight Pacific. Only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
That's right. So, Damn, what else? I mean, guys, you want to call in? Just call in, man. I mean, I'm just, like, here talking to myself. I pretty much shot my wad, man. I'm all for self-defense. I need to move out of New York City. I'm done. I'm seriously done. Hate it here. I mean, if you go on my Crutchout Radio Facebook page, I actually took a picture because someone made some graffiti on the Williamsburg Bridge, say New York City. I like how you focus that as like white Christians. They apparently left all the black Christians alone because, you know, they got nothing against the black Christians. Yo, son, I'm going to go worship me some Jesus. Jews don't leave me alone. I'm just saying, it's true. Okay. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying, I mean, the delivery is making me laugh right now. That's exactly who they killed in Bolshevik Russia. Goddamn Bolsheviks running around. Bolsheviks running around, killing white Christians like crazy people. That was for you, Casey. So, damn. You know what? Because I like to mix a little comedy with this. For some of you guys that haven't heard, I do prank calls. I like to have fun while I'm doing this show. So, I mean, I like to mix some information. I mean, if you want to call in, I let you talk about whatever the fuck you want. I mean, it's not like I'm one of those people who's like, oh, well, I think you're full of shit. Or, you know, I was like, oh, okay, you believe. Okay, white people got killed. All right, white people get killed everywhere. I'm just me personally, there's more to it than that. There has to be more to it than just that simple explanation. And trust me, I don't believe it. I know Rebecca's probably going to get upset with this because I think, you know, this is just a theory. Theory, you know what? I don't believe in race. I believe race is one of the biggest fucking illusions ever. I'm not against multiculturalism. I'm not against intermixing. I mean, let's say me being Latino, I want to hook up with a white chick. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's wrong with a white man hooking up with a Latina or a black person hooking up with a Latina or vice versa, Asian, whatever. Because honestly, we're all human beings. And culture is an illusion too. I mean, if you want to believe whatever you want to believe, fine. I mean, just don't fuck with other people. That's really what the issue is, because you got all these people who's like, well, I'm Jewish and I'm a Zionist. I'm gonna, you know, I think I'm better than everyone and I'm gonna fuck their shit up. And that's what one of the issues is. Later, maggot. Have a good night, you fucking muppet. Rebecca goes, later, faggot. I mean, maggot. Rebecca goes, yeah, well, because they, you know what, because they think they're the fucking master race, and they think they want to rule shit because they're like, oh, well, God told us we run shit. Even though if you read the Bible, they fucked up so many times that God said, you know what, you're no longer my chosen people. But you know what, they ignore that, they ignore that shit, and they still want to do their own shit. And they think they're better than everybody else. And you know what? And I'm not going to say all Jewish people. I'm not, because I got some friends who are Jewish, and I'm not going to be ashamed to say it. You can think whatever the fuck you want to think. I even got friends in Israel who I care about, who I think of as my brothers. They've never done nothing against anybody. They're not part of any fucking conspiracy. They're not. No, I'm not going to let anybody rule. Why the fuck? Or are you going to let them rule? Who the fuck cares? I'm not going to let them rule. I'm saying they think they're the if there's certain people that think they're the fucking master race that happen to be Jewish and they want to fuck my shit up, then fuck them up. Go ahead, expose them. And if they get on my radar, I'll expose them too. But I'm going to be fucking surgical about it. You know, I'm not going to be like, you know, Jews this, oh, Jews that. Because you know what? There's certain people who are Jewish who are not part of any fucking government conspiracy. And I'm not going to fucking, and look, mind you, Rebecca, I'm not fucking saying, all Jews are good and you know, the Israel is good. No. I'm not. Yeah, and Rebecca's not diverting me. I just finished a topic about self-defense, and I'm just trying to think of something else to talk about. No, I'm not letting fucking that douchebag come on my... I got someone saying, let this guy come in. I don't want to fucking hear from that son of a bitch. Honestly. I got someone in the chat room, he's saying, let someone weigh in on this topic. No, that son of a bitch wants to come at me because I didn't fucking lick his balls. I told him, look, I haven't done any fucking study. I'm not going to fucking jump on the bandwagon when I don't know the fucking players. And honestly, if it's not in front of me, I got other shit that I'm trying to study for. There's other factors here, because it's not just Jewish conspiracy. It's not just them. There's other fucking parts of the fucking pyramid here. Other parts of the fucking Zionist. Yes, exactly. I just went like Rebecca goes. You go on his radio show, and don't have any idea of the centuries proof identity proofs identity proofs. You're right. I went on there because he was the first person that I saw, and I was testing my equipment. I even said that in the chat. But I didn't go in there, but I didn't fucking disrupt his show. I didn't do anything. I showed respect. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not gonna debate because, first of all, I'm not trying to debate because I don't know the other fucking side. In fact, I'm not even part of the other side. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what the fuck. I don't. And I'm just saying, like, oh God, you know. And I'm like, and you know what? Fuck it. I'm just being really lazy. I wouldn't say I'm being really lazy because I'm fucking studying other shit. And Rebecca goes, I've known and researched identity since 1970. Yeah. Well, see, I wasn't even born in the 70s. So you got more. You probably got more knowledge than I do. And I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not one of those people like, oh, well, you're, you know, and that's so fucked up. It's like, oh, well, you're just a racist. Because I bet you hear that shit all the time. And I'm not gonna bust out like that. Because there are some, like I said, I'm against Zionism. And there's some fucking fucked up people who are Zionists. Who are about world domination. But the same is with the Freemasons, the same is with the Knights Templar, with the fucking Vatican. Oh hell, I could tell you about the fucking Vatican. What do you think about the Vatican? Hate the Vatican. They're not true Christians. They're not. A lot of this shit is some pagan rituals. The fucking Rome is fucking a bunch of fucking yes, the Bible NT. Okay. Well, I've read the NWT, so. Well, yeah. Well, yeah, because I mean, Sherry's last name is Berg. I thought it was Dill. Dillberg. Her last name is Dillberg. God damn it, Dillberg! Why I did that? I don't know why I did that. Anyways, the Vatican Universal Church was infiltrated by two men. Well, yeah, I did read some of the Talmud. That shit is fucked up. I read some of the Babylonian Talmud. I read that shit. What, Jesus is burning it in hell in a vat of hot shit? And if you hit a Jew, a Jew can hit you. But if you hit a Jew, you have to die. Like what? Word? You think you're better than me? Word? Those are the people I hate. I mean, that's why I talk about feminism, because it's the same shit. Like, a woman can treat you like shit, but the moment you start talking about it, it's like, yo, she treats me like shit. Oh, you hate women. That's why I'm not gonna pull that dumb shit. It's like, oh, well, obviously you know some shit. But I'm not gonna hate every Jew. I'm not. because of the many Jews that are in my life that I know are not trying to hurt me personally, and who are not part of who I've seen, who I've been around personally, to the point where they trust me with their fucking social security numbers, for fuck's sake. I'm not part of no fucking conspiracy. Talmudic fucking conspiracy. Some of them are not even practicing fucking religious Jews. So, I mean, I'm not gonna be that. I'm not gonna be like, oh, well, you know, let's march them all in into a fucking oven. No. And really, and thinking about it, maybe I shouldn't be like that with women, because I'm like that with women, because I've been so pissed off with them, I throw them, you know, I gotten bigoted about it. Because you know, and honestly, the chicks that are my friends that know me, they're cool with me, no matter what the fuck I say, and they love me. And it's kind of hard to keep that in mind when, you know, most of the people that are in front of you treat you like shit, and it's like, oh, fuck women. And it's like, but you forget the women in your life that care about you. So, the elite Jew. Okay, all right, the elite Jews practice the Talmud, not the Torah books of Moses. Or as we call them, the Pentateuch. No one is telling you you hate old Jews. It is the elite warmongers. Okay. See, but Rebecca, all right, look, I understand, and I apologize for, you know, going on that shit, for saying that, but, you know, that probably sounds cliche to you at this point, and I hate being cliche. All right. But the thing is, it's like, I guess by this time you guys know what you guys are talking about. But like, when you go on that guy's show, Eli, I forgot his name, and you start talking about Jews this, Jews that, you know, it could turn off new people. Because, you know, they'll be like, oh my God, you know. I mean, because a lot of people that might stumble on your show might not have the years of experience. Anyways, just saying. Fucking, I'm tired. So anyways, come back next week, same bat channel. Hopefully I can have, fucking Sleepy Salsa on. I'll probably try to do a special, show on Monday. Stay tuned. As you can see, Ranting Louis B. Blogspot.com. That's my website. Follow me. Feel free. Donate. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Yeah. Like to thank everyone for listening to the show today. Thank you for letting me rant and talk a gang of shit. So, yeah. So this has been Louis B. This has been a Crotch Out Radio Show, from my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Alright.